Hello, everyone. This is Fahim Jackson, and this is episode 83 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. I am using this platform to ask questions and try my best to answer these questions with the viewpoints of the world around me. The following is an introduction speech into the topic of today. An introduction speech is regarding, what is God? As you move about society, you will at times find yourself alone. And that's when all sorts of thoughts cross your mind. One of those thoughts is the existence and presence of God. Here's where you realize how the earliest humans were introduced to God. Who knew what the original feeling might have been? All we have is ancient sites and drawings that depict daily life. Yet in those drawings are rituals which give rise to religious meanings. But why did our ancestors look up? What made them derive meaning from the sky? One reason is natural phenomena. Stories developed around these events, which became religion. So, what is it? Who is it? What is God? The definition of God is the supreme being of life, creator and principal base of all life and faith. Now, this is a very vast, ambiguous meaning, but the idea of God is vast. The word God is like the word happy. No one can say this is who God is, so a definition has to be set forth with aims at satisfying most of our human society. Because depending on your religion, God has its own definition. In Judaism, God is the cause of our existence, the absolute one creator who is indivisible and incomparable. He is the divine who delivered his people from slavery. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Christianity, God's meaning is him as the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is separate from the material world and is known as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Son is simply Jesus Christ, who gave his life on the cross, crucified to save his people as sent by God. As for Islam, God's definition is the freedom of faults, perfection, omnipresence, and uniqueness with no equal. The Prophet Muhammad was a messenger who confirmed the principles of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as well as other religious figures. Evolution of people. In the beginning, people, men and women, were moving about the desolate land. As people ventured out of Africa, they found themselves in different parts of the globe. This is a process that took roughly hundreds of thousands of years for people to find comfortable homelands and build civilizations. But the real evolution came by way of the mind. The more aware we are of ourselves, we started asking questions of self. What am I? Why am I here? How did I get here? These questions led us to inquire about ourselves and every other living, breathing organism. That's when people postulated about another force, something greater than us, something we feel is out there, yet no one can see it or touch it. This is how faith came about, a feeling and or held belief in the existence of something outside of ourselves, greater on than ourselves. We went on to hypothesize what were stars and the sun, which we now know is a star in itself. So we derive meanings from this, like it's the eye of Ra or the gods lightning up the sky. Folklore, which became realities in our lives. Then as civilizations progress, men who challenged the systems we built by stating God spoke to them and showed them a different way for the masses to live became our deities. The first civilizations, Homo sapiens. We have spoken about God, but let's shift to the building of our civilizations and how it played a vital role in our belief systems. One of the oldest, if not the oldest, civilization known was Mesopotamia, a region of the world stretching across the Middle East. These lands were not only a place of rich minerals and other natural resources, but one in which great leaders emerged. And along with this great civilization, others around it flourished as well, such as the Indus Valley, the Egyptian Empire, ancient Chinese and Greeks. So the trade that existed between regions was unrivaled by almost any time in history. But then again, the wars that took place were just as impactful, and during these time periods, quite catastrophic. You're talking as many as 50,000 to 100,000 plus dead, with some battles being a lot higher. But let's be clear about something in the regards to early civilizations beyond just this region. Humans were simultaneously building everywhere globally, but one thing we all had in common, some form of religious base and ceremony to commemorate and dedicate life to a deity. What are the odds that everyone on Earth, humans, early on had godly views? No television, no internet, but connected nonetheless. Phenomenon. Shooting stars come flying across the sky. It's a sight for us today. Can you imagine 5,000 or 10,000 years ago? What about 20 plus thousand years? Events that took place over the skies had to have been an intense sighting. These occurrences could easily be connected to a higher power. Our brains at one point in time were not fully developed, so we had to make sense of it all. God was the closest thing, but at that time, it may not have been called God, maybe something else. See, these events that took place on our Earth, like a meteor shower is just rock bombarding the planet, the Earth gets hit every day with materials from outer space. These are leftover rocks believed to be from a time period of the beginning of our solar system. Gravity holds these rocks in position, but they have a tendency to fall out of orbit. Some have been highly catastrophic that have hit this planet and wiped out nature. Others have just passed. The more normal ones are the ones that are about the size of basketballs and small cars. Other phenomena are things like the aurora lights, volcanoes, and hurricanes. These events, especially the weather patterns, had to have sent the people scrambling both physically and mentally. Perceptions of the natural world. Living in New York City, I will walk around the city and find my way into Central Park. While in this park, you can't help but to acknowledge the fact that there's a lot of plant and animal life. So what if I am in awe about the life which lies in a major city? How does this affect our views on God? Animals and plants have always been played some type of role in our belief system because they are used to feed us. But they also serve as a means for harvesting and protecting ourselves and family. Even early on in human history, we used animals as clothing and the natural world scenery as lodging for shelter. There are Bible verses which refer to animals and their usage, as well as how certain animals have served a sinful existence like the snake, catfish, and the pig. Snakes have always been seen as sly and conniving. The catfish is a scavenger, although very popular in today's society for consumption as a meal. Then there's a pig, which is a filthy, dirty creature that defecates where it lies. Another animal popular in today's society for dining purposes. Now, what are some of the clergy views on what is God? This is the place where the men and women in the church bring together the masses and educate them on the ways of Christian texts. What they would tell you regarding what is God, their translation is same as the definition I outlined earlier in this episode. And if I may reiterate, God is the creator of the beginning and will be the ending. He created the heavens and earths with humans in his likeness. He created all the plant and animal life, also giving humans domain over the lands and skies. They let us all know that we as all people are born into sin. And the only way to receive salvation is through God via Jesus Christ, Prophet Muhammad, etc. As with any time period of the past, clergy also encouraged the people to give an offering. This in the Christian church is called tithing. It means giving 10% of your income toward the church. We pass the collection plate around the church house, and this is when we allow people to give and show their loyalty to the church. Sure, as you can see, the clergy play a vital role in the reason why we attend church. They give us guidance via the Bible because they are the most learned, and take what they know to translate the words of the Bible to the people. Now, what are societal views? As a small child growing up, we went to church every Sunday. My mother was not one for allowing us to stay home. We went and I heard a lot of things. There were things over the years I agree with and other information I didn't like. Now, as a child, I was not allowed to state what I didn't like about God and religion. And for the longest, I thought I was the only person that felt like this. But once I became an adult, I realized that I was not the only person who felt this way. There were so many other people who felt just like myself. As a collective in society, we all have varying opinions. Only thing is that religion is falling by the day. Each passing of a generation, the belief is getting smaller and smaller. So what is going on in the society that generations are feeling less close to the belief? Well, the reason is that science is rapidly replacing the belief, for starters. But the biggest reason is because the systems of belief are seen as outdated. We have ideologies today that result in conflicts when you try to apply the Bible or other religious texts today from a time period of thousands of years ago. So what you must do in order to make the religion last and the idea of God, you have to rework the belief. Yet you will only degrade the belief more because it is not meant to change. So the society will continue to fall apart until there is nothing left. Scientific views. I said earlier one of the reasons that God have decided to shift, people decided to shift away from God and religion, is the idea is because of science. The more we find out about ourselves, the more far-fetched religion becomes and the idea that a higher power exists. But there's nothing we can do about it. And so in order for our society to progress forward from a technological and scientific standpoint, we must dig for more. The more we dig, the weaker the religious get. Is that the purpose? Is to destroy God? Well, no, we just need to find ways of feeding ourselves more, shelter ourselves more, and aid in living better. So we shall do anything in our power to last as long as possible, because once we are gone, there's no coming back to Earth. For now, we believe and nothing is wrong with that at all. Will God survive the times? As time progresses, God is rapidly going away. Now, does this mean a rap for God? No, it does not mean that the man who is God is over, but it can affect a lot. On the other hand, especially in times like this, people need something to cling on to. This pandemic has people quite lonely with limited families. And if they do have family, they cannot access them. Because when you think about the pandemic, then God is needed. Nevertheless, God is dying off. So what will people cling to with no higher power to look to? He goes away for good. What will happen when you wake up one day, there is no God? The first thing you must think about is who should we cling to when we need help? Because God has been the person for so long. What now? Going on with life could prove to be difficult for many. Now, if you gradually remove people from the faith base, then you will have less cause for concern, because over time, the masses only understand life with no God. With this end statement, why we have to know what is a God. Throughout my life, I've often questioned the existence of God simply because there's no physical proof. It seems to make more sense in believing that we can quantify and detect with our senses. But is everything we do measured by quantity and senses? There is so much the mind creates to allow us to exist. God is one of those things, having a central figure to give ourselves meaning, because there isn't any other species like us on Earth. The closest is chimps, but we can't relate to them either. So we have been created by something greater, something above us, and the earth that we inhabit, something special, something omnipresent, something divine, a creator. So, thanks for listening to In the Know. I'll be bringing you another episode regarding religion. The topic will be about asking the question, are you ready to be turned at the gates of heaven?